So a lot of bad stuff happening in the world. It's an election season, so everybody's on edge, if not at each other's throats. And with the coronavirus and the fact that school is virtual, we had contemplated pulling the plug on our Vision is Elementary program this year. Like, you know what? Nothing's normal. We'd love to be of help, but this just didn't the time to do it. And the more I thought about it, I was like, I can't do that. These kids who, you know, some of them from families that don't think of going to the eye doctor, don't have the money to go to an eye doctor, can't schedule a trip to the eye doctor. Getting glasses is the one thing that might really turn around their academic experience. And it is so basic. How can we not give a little bit of time here, even with all the other stuff that's going on, and refocus everybody's attention on Kinexus and the work they do throughout the year to help kids? Jeff Baldwin is the communications director at Kinexus for Healthy Vision. And I think we probably made the right decision. We just, you know, I can't with, even though other things are awful, Jeff, I don't want to miss the opportunity to help kids here in Central Virginia. And you guys have proven that that's what you're doing day in and day out.
Well, we appreciate you guys still willing to have us on this week and sort of raise some awareness about the importance of healthy vision. And as you said, I mean, things are different right now in the world, and kids, so many of them in our, across our region, are doing virtual learning, and some are doing hybrid learning, but Kinexus is still there for them. This year, we actually have launched a new program that we're calling Blink 20, and it's simply a program aimed at sort of fighting digital eye strain and vision problems that we know are going to pop up for so many kids across our region, because we've been fighting screen time for years, right, with the invention of the cell phone and the iPods and the iPads and all these digital handheld devices. And now kids are sitting at home, so many of them across our region, staring at their laptops, because now that's sort of the world of learning for so many. So we're encouraging parents to reduce screen time. We are putting forward a plan. It's a four-pronged approach. We want people to, every 20 minutes, look 20 feet away for 20 seconds. We want you to make sure that your workstation, even as an adult, is set up properly, 23 to 25 inches away from your eyes. Push your screen back, because we know that eye vision problems are going to pop up. And so Kinexus is here. We're going to be here when the kids eventually do find themselves back in their classroom to provide vision screenings for thousands of kids. Last year, we screened almost 60,000 kids across the Commonwealth. In doing so, we found just under 19,000 vision problems. So that's a 30% referral rate. The national average is 25%. So at Kinexus, we work with schools across the Commonwealth. So many of these schools are in communities where kids are at risk. They're potentially low-income communities, Title I schools. These are kids who are falling through the cracks every day. And so things like vision aren't necessarily on their to-do list for their families or sometimes even the schools. Screenings, eye screenings are actually mandated by the state of Virginia. So we go in, we do the screening locally. In certain school divisions, we actually follow that up with a mobile vision clinic. We actually bring an eye doctor to the school to serve those kids. Last year, we did just under 3,200 eye exams for free, no cost to the students, their parents, or the schools, right here in the local Greater Richmond area, and provided about 2,300 pairs of glasses. So those are 2,300 students across the Richmond metro region who would not have had a pair of glasses if Kinexus didn't exist. That's vital. Imagine sitting in a classroom or if you're an adult sitting at work trying to function when you can't see clearly, you can't see the world around you. So for so many of these kids, they're falling behind, not because they don't lack the skill set, but they simply lack the tools of healthy vision to be successful in a classroom. So this partnership with WRVA and what you do for us, John, I mean, it's vital. It's vital that people pay attention to the vision of their children, and it's vital that people support the work of Kinexus so that we can continue bringing glasses to students in need.
Well, we'll talk about how folks can jump in and help in just a second, but there is a practical problem here. I'm glad you're talking about how you set up your home schooling station so that your kids don't have eye strain. I mean, I feel it when I'm on my cell phone for hours on end, responding to, you know, nonstop texts from my boss and everything. But how do you get to the kids? I mean, are we just waiting for the pandemic to clear? I mean, that's a real problem for a lot of kids who won't see their teachers in person.
Correct. So we are actually, believe it or not, we are doing some screenings. Some of the schools that we partner with in certain parts of the Commonwealth are open in a hybrid model. Some are actually in, 3-4 days a week. So we actually have our techs out this week doing screenings, for example, in Dickinson County. We have some in Warren County. And as schools continue to reopen, Kinexus will be there. So, for example, last year we partnered with Chesterfield and with Richmond and with Colonial Heights and with Hopewell, and Petersburg, just in our backyard. So as our program staff reaches out to them and as they start to reopen, which we know they will, it's just a matter of when they do, Kinexus, our team is trained. We're ready to go. In some ways, if you think about it, the services we provide are needed more now than ever before, where we can come into a school and do what would normally take a school nurse potentially weeks to screen all their children. We can go in and do a classroom of 30 kids in 15 minutes and be in and out of a school relatively quickly and efficiently. We then provide the school all the data from those screenings so that they can say, okay, Mrs. You know, in Mrs. Smith's class, there's these 13 kids failed the screening. Here's what their vision problem is. The information is then sent home to their parents, so their parents can then follow up. So for the schools that we do clinics for, those kids will have an opportunity to see our eye doctor. So we're here. We're ready to go. As schools open up, we will piggyback and be there as soon as we possibly can. And knowing that kids are sitting at home virtually learning, we know digital eye strain will become an issue. So kids who may not in a normal setting need glasses, unfortunately, just the sheer amount of time we're all going to now be spending staring at laptops and on our screens, some of these kids will need glasses. So we will be there ready to go. As I said, we've already started doing some screenings. We screened last week. We'll be screening this week. We have some stuff set up throughout the month of September and in October. And as we move forward along and into the fall and then as we enter the new year, Kinexus will still be here as we have been for decades, providing service to children to make sure that their vision is not a barrier to their success in the classroom, whether that classroom is a hybrid model right now, or they're fully back in and sitting in the classroom as we enter the fall. So It's important what we do. It's important for parents who are listening now, if your kid is virtually learning, to pay attention to the signs of digital eye strain. If the kid is straining their eyes, if they're rubbing their eyes late in the day, if they seem more tired in the afternoon, it may not be because they didn't get enough sleep. It may be because they have eye strain. So we encourage you to get yourself outside with your child so that you can get different focal points for your vision instead of staring just in front of you. We all need to do this. We all need to set aside time to get outside and look at the trees further away so that our eye muscles can work. So that's
We're going to talk about it throughout the week, and you know we're delighted to be back with you raising money. We raised a lot of money last year and helped a lot of kids, and we'll talk more about how that money goes directly to the kids as we continue. And if you'd like to join us in our Vision is Elementary program, you can go to Kinexus Vision. It's Conexus, kinexusvision.org, and make a donation right there on their website. Find out more about the organization. Jeff Baldwin, the communications director at Kinexus. We're looking forward to a great week. Thank you
so much, John. We appreciate your help.